The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Live coverage from ABC News. Here is ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky.
A car has jumped a curb and struck multiple pedestrians in the crossroads of the world, Times Square. It's unclear how many pedestrians have been injured, but we're told a number of them have been injured after a car jumped a curb in Times Square. This happened just moments ago. The car came to rest around 44th Street and Broadway, right in the heart of Times Square, which has largely been turned into a pedestrian area. So it's unclear why a car at some degree of speed would have been going through there. It's not clear whether this car was being pursued by police as part of some other kind of crime, whether this was an intentional act, or whether this was simply a bad accident. But right now in Times Square, police have roped off a good deal of that area, several blocks worth of the street now closed, long stretch of yellow police tape across the street. Firefighters are in position too, and officers had a car that they were checking out. And this all happened just a short while ago in Times Square, where the authorities have not given us any definitive indication as to what happened, other than to say that multiple pedestrians have been struck by a car. It jumped a curb and came to rest around 44th Street in Times Square, but we're told that multiple pedestrians were hit in several different locations. We are wondering just specifically how many, but we are told that a number of pedestrians have been struck in several different parts of Times Square as this out-of-control car sped through before finally coming to rest after it jumped a curb. Our partner, WABC-TV, here in New York City, is on with its own live coverage, and we want to turn to them to see where they are.
Because there was a car fire. They are now going into that car, as you can see. We're still looking at live pictures from our fixed camera there. And then we had learned that several people had been injured. But again, we do not know the situation or the circumstances of
how this situation
began.
All right, WABC, our partner here in New York City, just as baffled as the rest of us as to whether this was an accident or whether there was actually something more nefarious at work here. After a car struck multiple pedestrians in Times Square and came to rest on a curb. There are a number of pedestrians that have been struck and injured. The exact number has not been made clear. Police have now roped off several blocks worth of Times Square as they investigate. Firefighters are milling around. We haven't seen any smoke recently, but we're other eyewitnesses have reported seeing either fire or smoke. And again, we're not sure whether this was just a bad accident or whether there was something more nefarious. ABC News law enforcement consultant Steve Gomez, formerly of the FBI, one certainly has to wonder, given the recent state of threats the country faces.
Yes, absolutely. And especially when you look into the fact that it's there in New York City, Times Square, that's a target. We've seen other attempted situations or attempted attacks that have occurred there. So that's always going to be a concern for law enforcement. And, you know, New York City, NYPD, they are about the best at locking down and hardening targets. And they've been doing it probably better than anybody. And so as you can see where I'm looking at the car now, you know, they have a lot of bollards that are all over the place there in the Times Square area, recognizing that there are so many pedestrians. The traffic, pedestrian traffic there is constant. And so they've been prepared for this. The question is then going to be, if that was something that was intentional, how did the car get into that area? I mean, we've all been to New York City Times Square, and depending on the kind of car, if somebody intentionally wanted to mow people down, as the terrorist organizations have asked their followers to do, there may be some smaller areas where they can get access to. The question is, where did this car come from? And the police are going to have to kind of do a schematic of where this car landed, where did it come from, and basically try to figure out who the driver is to see is this intentional or not.
Steve Gomez, an ABC News consultant, formerly of the FBI, as we monitor developments in Times Square here in New York City, where multiple pedestrians have been struck before a car, an out-of-control car, came to rest around 44th Street and Broadway, right in the heart of New York City. This is largely a pedestrian area, and so a car shouldn't be traveling at any degree of speed through it. Nonetheless, this car, apparently out of control, ended up striking several pedestrians. And we're told that the scene is spread through different parts of Times Square. It's not concentrated in one area, but that pedestrians were struck in several parts of Times Square before the car came to rest. ABC's Alex Stone is following developments with us. Alex.
And right now, Aaron, the crime scene tape is up. A number of FDNY resources on scene, the crowd being kept back. But the big question being, was this an accident? Was it intentional? Nobody seems to know at this point. There's a lot of activity on social media, a lot of people saying things. Nothing has been confirmed at this point. But that activity, an ambulance moving through the area right now, the FDNY engines there as well. But at this point, not a lot is known as we try to get some answers on exactly what this was.
ABC's Alex Stone with us as we follow developments out of Times Square, where multiple pedestrians have been struck by a car that came to rest by a number of bollards and jumped a curb. Car was on its side. It's unclear exactly what happened, whether this was an accident or whether this was something intentional. But multiple pedestrians have been struck by this car in Times Square, and now there are a number of police officers and firefighters on the scene. Times Square is chock full anyway of counterterrorism officers from the NYPD, as it has initiated a new policy of putting these officers in potentially crowded spaces in order to be closer to any potential incident. But it's still not clear whether this was something more serious. We're told that there are a number of people being treated for injuries, perhaps as many as 10, maybe more than that, but multiple people that have been struck by this out of control car or in some other way affected by what's gone on in Times Square. Steve Gomez is our law enforcement consultant, formerly of the FBI. We know that the mayor is on his way to Times Square along with police and firefighters. Where do they begin?
So one of the first things that came out from our discussion here is it appears that the crime scene could be expansive, that it's not just the area of 44th and Broadway, that there could have been people that were injured over several blocks. If that is the case, now you start to think from a law enforcement standpoint, okay, if the vehicle was intentionally trying to hit people, that's basically what you would see, is that you would see a vehicle driving from block to block trying to hit people, as opposed to if a vehicle just went out of control, somebody accidentally stepped on the gas instead of the brake and hit somebody. Usually that's a very isolated area there. And I'm saying usually, I'm speculating at this point. But if the crime scene is a lot longer, multiple blocks, multiple people over a course of several blocks, now you start to think, okay, this could be something that is a little more suspicious, something like we saw over in London at the bridge going over to the Parliament area, where that is, those are the types of clues that law enforcement is going to be looking at right away. Because, again, as we've seen in a number of instances where there have been a terror attack or potential terror attack, the speed of the reaction of law enforcement is critical because of the potential that there are co-conspirators that are involved.
Steve Gomez, formerly of the FBI, now an ABC News consultant on law enforcement matters. We're told 13 people have been injured, the fire department says, after being struck by this out-of-control car in Times Square. It has not been made clear whether this was an accident or whether this was something intentional. We're also told that at least one person may have been killed in this. We're still waiting for official confirmation, but it looks like one person killed, at least 13 people injured after this out-of-control car going through Times Square struck a number of pedestrians before it came to rest around 44th Street and Broadway. The mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, is headed down to the scene. As you might imagine, where this car came to rest on its side, there have now been yellow police crime tape stretched across the area and several blocks of Times Square shut down to both pedestrian and vehicular traffic. The car came to rest on some bollards and ended up leaning on its side. That area is now taped off. A fire truck is right next to it, and there are a number of police and fire officials that are standing around it. We're told one person may be in custody now, and we're not sure whether this was connected to some other crime or whether there are also or whether there's anything more to this, some kind of an accident. We're still waiting for more details. ABC's Brad Garrett, our consultant on law enforcement matters and formerly of the FBI, is with us. Brad, your impressions so far?
Well, I think it's accurate to say that we don't obviously know the intent here. As you well know, that part of Times Square can be confusing to drivers. So is this a mistake that somebody just lost it and plowed over some folks? Is this what I would call a secondary event where the person was involved in some activity trying to flee the police, get away from someone, and ends up doing what had happened? Or is this an intentional ramming? You know, I guess one would think, without knowing one other piece of information, that, you know, I'm going to put the car ramming maybe in third place for now until we hear more. But, you know, it's just it's one of those things, Aaron, as events like this happen, it's pretty easy for all of us to go to, you know, is this some sort of extremist car ramming event occurring or not?
Brad Garrett, formerly of the FBI, now an ABC News consultant on law enforcement matters. ABC's Gio Benitez is at the scene in Times Square. Gio, what do you see?
Right now, we're seeing that these streets are just closed down. They're shut down. I can see the bumper of the car. We don't know exactly what happened here, but we know that the car traveled for quite a few blocks here. And some people are saying, and I don't know where they're getting this, but some people are saying that there was a fire, that they thought they saw a fire with that car. I can't see the actual car right now. This happens to be right in front of our Good Morning America studios. So this is a scene unfolding here. We're trying to figure out exactly what happened. A massive, massive police presence, as you can imagine. We've got investigators everywhere here, and obviously we have police officers with long guns. I'm looking at them right now. They're trying to get a handle of the situation too.
Gio, as you're trying to eye this, it seems right now that there is not a degree of concern. There doesn't seem to be panic on the faces of the officers that are surrounding the car. Do you sense that down at the scene?
I wouldn't say panic. I would definitely say concern, because they were. I was following, in fact, people who looked like investigators, and they were very, very concerned just at the thought of what this could be. So again, we don't know what it means. We don't know if this was just an accident, and it very well could have been just an accident. All I can see right now, though, is just a destroyed bumper here, right across from the Good Morning America studios in Times Square, and that's all I'm seeing here.
ABC's Gio Benitez with us from the scene in Times Square, where multiple pedestrians were struck by an out-of-control car that has now come to rest on its side around 44th Street and Broadway. 13 people have been injured, according to the New York City Fire Department. At least one person believed to be killed. And we are still waiting for officials to tell us whether this is an accident or whether this was something more nefarious. So we know that Times Square has always been in the crosshairs for potential terror attacks. And there was an attempt at a car bomb driven into Times Square a number of years ago by a fellow named Najibullah Zazi. That bomb, however, however, never really went off and fizzled out. But ever since then, Times Square has gotten plenty of attention from the NYPD. There is a substation right there, so officers were very quick on the scene. They have also placed counterterrorism officers right in the heart of Times Square as part of a plan to put counterterrorism cops where large groups of people congregate in Times Square certainly would qualify as one of those. Mayor de Blasio, Governor Andrew Cuomo are all on their way to Times Square where this car has come to rest on its side. It is now being roped off by yellow police tape. I want to turn to ABC News consultant and the former commissioner of the NYPD, Ray Kelly. Your thoughts as you watch this scene unfold. We'll get to the former police commissioner in New York, Ray Kelly, who is with us now and an ABC News consultant. Let's go to Brad Milkey, who has made his way to the scene. We'll go to him in a second. 13 people have been injured. At least one person has been killed after an out-of-control car ended up striking a number of pedestrians before coming to rest on its side. A former police commissioner here in New York, Ray Kelly, now an ABC News consultant with us. As you watch this unfold, Commissioner, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I'm not in a position to watch it. I don't have a TV, but obviously, you know, we have seen things in Nice, in Berlin, where individuals have intentionally driven into crowds. I don't know if that's the case here or not. Obviously, that's something that has to be thought about. You have a significant number of injuries. Of course, it all rests on the driver. Has he been questioned? What do we know about the driver? What do you know about the circumstances? Detectives will be talking to witnesses. The accident investigation squad will be there looking for witnesses. There'll be a lot of forensic information that will be gathered, and we have to be concerned about this being an intentional act because that's the world in which we live, and we've seen it in several incidents in the last couple of years.
Commissioner, the NYPD and the counterterrorism operation that started under your leadership has been close to Times Square almost from its beginning because that is such a heavily trafficked area. So police were very quick on scene here.
Yeah, I mean, a significant number of police officers. There is actually a substation, which is just a couple blocks away, actually, on 43rd Street. Their counterterrorism folks are there in great numbers. Times Square is the crossroads of the world. We had an attempted bombing in 2010 on 45th Street, if you recall. And the individual who tried to do that smarted himself by sort of dumbing down the bomb. Otherwise, we would have had a major catastrophe there. So Times Square is definitely a target and something that I think the police department certainly is very well aware of and has deployed significant resources there. But, you know, there's no guarantees. And again, I don't know what the motive is here. We don't know if it's an accident. We don't know if it's intentional. I certainly don't. You don't want to jump to conclusions, but it's something that certainly has to go into the equation because of what we've seen in the recent past. And by the way, ISIS spokespeople, you know, say, urge people to run down the infidels with their cars. Again, I don't want to jump to that conclusion, but, you know, it's something that we always have to think about.
The driver is in custody. 13 people have been injured and one person is dead after an out-of-control car struck pedestrians in different parts of Times Square before coming to rest on its side and now being roped off by yellow police tape. We were speaking there to former New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly. Commissioner, our thanks to you. I want to turn to ABC's Brad Milkey, who's near the scene of where the car flipped. And, Brad, we can hear it behind you as several blocks of Times Square have been shut down. We'll get to ABC's Brad Milkey in just a moment as we await further details. But it appears that one person is dead. 13 people have been killed after being struck by a car in Times Square. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, is just arriving on scene. As we can see, we know the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, also making his way there. Certainly the heightened concern after the potential thoughts of terrorism, although at the moment no one is saying that this has any link to terrorism or that this was an intentional act. In fact, may have well been a bad accident, but we are still waiting for official confirmation from the police. We know the driver of the car is now in custody, 13 people injured, one dead, and ABC's Brad Milkey's at the scene. Brad.
Aaron, there's several hundred people gathered around here just because of how crowded Times Square is. And right now, police have taped off a scene. They're pushing everyone further back, trying to create a perimeter in which to work. We've already seen people floated into ambulance. You can hear sirens around me right now. We've seen a large sort of, we've seen a diverse cross-section of law enforcement here, including some counterterrorism officers wearing helmets, holding guns. But generally, you get the sense that most officers and firefighters are standing around here waiting for further instructions. But to continue to push us back, it's difficult to get an eye on exactly what they're seeing.
Brad Milkey of ABC News on scene in Times Square, where a car has come to rest on its side, but not before striking multiple pedestrians in Times Square. 13 people injured, one person dead, the driver in custody. ABC News consultant Rich Frankel is on the line with us now. Rich, you hearing anything?
Yes, so I just spoke to an eyewitness. The eyewitness said that he observed the car hit three women. The first one went down, seemed that she was able to get up. A second woman was also struck, and she went down. The third woman was actually lifted up onto the car and thrown, and she's the one that may have been killed. And then the car sped off, basically in a hit-and-run type of situation.
Certainly an incredible detail from that eyewitness, but no word yet whether this was an accident or whether this was something intentional. Were the eyewitnesses that you were able to speak to, Rich, able to discern any of that?
It appeared to be accidental. Let me clarify that. The eyewitness really did not have an understanding of whether it was intentional or accidental. It did look like, as I described, a hit and run. I do have information, I think, that the NYPD is starting to put out that it appears to be not related to terrorism, but that is not confirmed. I've not been able to confirm that at this time.
Rich Frankel, an ABC News consultant on law enforcement matters, himself formerly a special agent with the FBI. Rich, thanks. We know you got to run, but giving us some eyewitness information that several women were struck by this car, this apparently out-of-control car, as it sped through Times Square. This is in large part a pedestrian area, and the speed limit officially in the city is 25, 30 miles an hour. You can never even go that fast in that part of town. So how this all started, we're not sure. The driver is now in custody. One person is dead. 13 people have been injured. I'm Aaron Katursky, and you're listening to live coverage from ABC News. Let's get back to the scene in Times Square with ABC's Brad Milkey. Brad.
And Aaron, in the distance, a few blocks away, you can see the scene of this wreck with that car that hopped up onto that curb. And still some people being loaded into ambulances right now, and just a plethora of law enforcement on the scene. I mean, you've worked the COD beat for a while, Aaron. You know how this police force responds to situations like this, especially in such a famous district as Times Square. So there's a ton of law enforcement, and a lot of tourists have really come now to check this out, the barricade. So now you've got a mix of reporters, law enforcement, and just tourists wondering what's going on as ambulances continue to come into the area.
Brad, we'll let you try and gather some information or speak to some eyewitnesses if you're able. Brad Milkey's on the scene in Times Square, where a car has jumped the curb and come to rest on its side after striking a number of pedestrians. 13 people have been injured. One person is dead. The driver is in custody, a man in his 20s with two DWIs on his record, along with other infractions. We're told that he tried to flee. That driver, again, now in custody. And we are speaking with former New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, who's now an ABC News consultant. Given that information, Commissioner, a guy in his 20s with a couple of DWIs and some other infractions who tried to flee, does that tell us anything more?
Well, obviously, we want to continue to look at his record. You say he's in custody. I think what they've done is taken him to probably to the precinct so they can get some more information. He may or may not be arrested. You know, it depends on the facts as they develop. But one of the issues in Times Square has been for a long time the issue of bollards. Those are those metal barriers that are not totally deployed in Times Square, and people for years have been asking for them. I don't know exactly where this happens. I say I'm not seeing it on television, but I think the bollard issue will now resurface and will be discussed by certainly government officials, because when you have a gathering, a large gathering of people, which you always do these in Times Square, you have to be concerned about a car just going out of control, or certainly what we talked about before is the possibility of someone intentionally doing that. So we'll see what this individual has to say, but it looks to me like from what I've heard is that there's going to be a lot more injuries than 13.
So far, the fire department has said 12 injured and one dead after a car struck pedestrians in Times Square and came to rest on its side around 44th, 45th Street and Broadway. That area has now been taped off with yellow police crime tape. There are a number of officers that have been stationed around the car. All of the officials have arrived now on scene, including Governor Cuomo, Mayor de Blasio, Police Commissioner O'Neill, to try and discern what is happening. The driver of the car, again, 26 years old, and has a couple of DWIs on his record and some other infractions, apparently tried to flee after the car came to rest on the side, but he is now in custody. And ABC's Brad Milkey is on the scene there in Times Square. Brad.
Aaron, some of the precautions you see police taking are you're seeing canine units belonging to counterterrorism officers sniffing cars and buildings nearby. So you see them perhaps just expanding the radius of coverage here. The NYPD clearly just sort of taking precautionary measures to see if there's anything else they need to be worried about. And like you said, officials now coming in a lot of their black cars to get a sense of exactly what's happening here as you continue to have to have law enforcement descend on this scene. But so far, you know, a lot of tourists in the area have essentially said they saw the response to this crash, but they didn't see the crash itself. So you sort of see it just what a big sort of a moment this is in Times Square that has really just halted this sort of midday traffic here.
ABC's Brad Milkey in Times Square, where a small Honda sedan, has jumped a curb and come to rest on its side after striking a number of pedestrians in what's known as the crossroads of the world. This car has come to rest around 45th Street and Broadway. According to the New York City Fire Department, 12 people have been hurt. One person has been killed. And the driver of the car, a 26-year-old with two DWIs on his record, is now in custody as police continue to work this scene and shut down several blocks worth of traffic, both pedestrian and vehicular. Want to turn to our partners here in New York, WABC Television, on the air with their own coverage as they try to discern what happened themselves and speak to some eyewitnesses.
There on the sidewalk.
All you're seeing was people on the sidewalk all the way from 42nd to 45th. On the sidewalk, all you see is oil in the trail of the car coming on the sidewalk. It's pretty graphic.
And let me ask you this. What condition the victims who were on the ground, some of the video that you gave us showed people on the ground being helped by Good Samaritans. How badly injured do those people look to you?
I would say they were badly injured. Most of them had blood coming from the head, a few scrapes and bruises, but most of the people were unconscious, couldn't get up afterwards.
And what was the crowd react? How was the crowd here at Times Square reacting? Beautiful day. People are out. A huge crowd out here. How were people kind of digesting what happened?
It was chaos. Everybody was trying to help. People was recording, police was getting people back. It was just chaos.
And did you see the actual arrest of that driver? Did you see the police chase? They were going after the driver of that car?
Yeah, I actually did. He actually got out the car and ran across 7th, and that's when he was tackled by a bunch of police officers, at least 12 officers.
So about a dozen cops were chasing him at the time?
Yeah, exactly.
And what did any description of the driver that you saw from your vantage point?
I just seen that he didn't have a shirt on, kind of my complexion. That's all all I really see. I didn't see his face.
Older guy, younger guy?
He's pretty old. Older, you could say.
And I know it's somewhat speculative, but did it seem at this point like an accident, or did it seem like this was somehow deliberate? I know police are moving us back, so we'll wrap it up here in a second, but did it seem like an accident to you, someone who's just confused? Or?
It wasn't an accident. It was either intentional or somebody on some medication.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, an eyewitness to what has happened in Times Square with WABC Television here in New York. Rob Nelson, the reporter there of ABC News, as police tried to determine exactly what happened just moments ago after a car, apparently out of control, sped through Times Square, mowing down a number of pedestrians along the way. And you heard the eyewitness describe people just laying on the sidewalk as this car came careening through. The car finally came to rest around 45th Street and Broadway. It's now on its side, and there are a dozen people injured, one person killed, according to the fire department. And police are still trying to determine whether this was an accident or whether this was something more nefarious. The driver of the car is a 26-year-old with two DWIs and other infractions on his record. That driver, we're told, tried to flee after the car came to rest and now is in the custody of police. And we have heard from former police officials that they would likely be talking to him to get some sense of what might have happened here. The NYPD now says there is no connection to terrorism in association with what's gone on here, but they're still trying to determine if this was purely an accident or perhaps if this was connected to some other crime. I want to turn to Brad Garrett, formerly of the FBI, now an ABC News consultant. Brad, with all the information we're learning, which isn't much so far, what do you think?
Well, I think that may well be correct. The advantage, Aaron, that you have, and in NYPD in particular, is they're going to have video of this guy probably blocks before this event ever occurred. Was he driving erratic? Where was he just prior to or the hours before this particular incident? Was he in a bar drinking, if that were accurate, at home or someplace else? You know, that combined with, is the driver they arrested the person who's supposed to be in the car? In other words, is this car his or was it stolen, etc.? Those two events, what you're going to get on video and his immediate sort of social, if you will, history in the last maybe 2 to 4 hours, and does he belong in that vehicle, will pretty much give you the answer to the questions at hand.
Oh, we're told now, Brad, just getting some new information, that the 26-year-old driver, a Bronx man, appears to have made a wrong turn north on 7th Avenue, which runs south. And so he headed in the wrong direction for about 3 blocks from 42nd Street to 45th Street, striking multiple pedestrians until the car came to rest where it did on West 45th Street. When he crashed, the driver attempted to flee on foot, but was detained and apparently punched a police officer as he was taken into custody. He has two prior arrests for DWI, and there are other motor vehicle violations on his record. He may have also been driving with a suspended license. As you say, Brad, we're told now that the NYPD has recovered video of all this, but apparently this was his car.
Okay, and so I think what you're going to end up with is the following. Why did he run? He ran because he's either wanted or he now realizes how much trouble potentially he is in. And, you know, people panic. And particularly if they've had a bad or negative history with law enforcement. So, you know, he may have his own, you know, rational in his mind reasons as to why he ran that have nothing to do with, you know, our biggest concern today is whether this was, you know, a nefarious act, which it does not appear to be even remotely close to that.
Brad Garrett, formerly of the FBI, now an ABC News consultant. I'm Aaron Katursky, and you're listening to live coverage from ABC News. There are 12 people that have been injured and one person killed after an out-of-control car sped through Times Square going the wrong way up 7th Avenue. That is a southbound street. Apparently for about 3 blocks, he was driving the wrong way, striking multiple pedestrians until finally coming to rest, the car on its side at West 45th Street. Now, the driver gets out of the car and tries to flee, punches a police officer as he tries to be apprehended, and now is in custody doing whatever explaining he's doing to members of law enforcement that are trying to get this situation under control. The NYPD has said that this is not connected to terrorism in any way, but the circumstances are still not exactly clear. We know this driver, who's 26 and from the Bronx, had a couple of DWI arrests and other motor vehicle infractions on his record. We also know that, well, now that he punched a police officer on his way trying to flee, he's going to be in a bit more trouble. But again, no sense that this was intentional, whether he was on something, as we heard one eyewitness say. It's just not clear. Former New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly is with us. And as you hear some of these details, Commissioner, any more sense of what we might be looking at or how, you know, police might be piecing this together?
Well, I think we certainly have to look and see if the individual was on drugs of some sort, was drinking. Of course, that will be done. The Action Investigation Squad will conduct those tests. And as you said, he's going to be arrested for punching a police officer. The fact that he ran, people do panic, as Brad said. But I think it's a real issue that has to be examined by government, and that is the mass of people that are in Times Square and the need for bollocks to make certain that some of these sidewalks are protected. It's an expensive proposition, no question about it. But you see it down by the World Trade Center location. New buildings are putting them up, but Times Square has some vulnerabilities. And you see the tremendous number of people that are there. You know, tourists just flock to Times Square, and there are risks walking in down the street. Many times people are forced to walk in the street because of the crowds on the sidewalk. So it's something that perhaps this particular incident will resurface for government officials.
Ray Kelly's the former police commissioner here in New York, now an ABC News consultant. Our thanks to you. A small Honda sedan has come to rest on its side on West 45th Street in the heart of Times Square here in New York City, but not before striking a number of pedestrians as it drove the wrong way on 7th Avenue for about three blocks from 42nd Street to 45th Street, striking multiple pedestrians until it came to rest. One person is dead, 12 people have been injured, and when the car finally crashed and came to rest on the curb, the driver, a 26-year-old man from the Bronx, attempted to flee on foot. As he did, he punched a police officer. He was detained and now is in custody. We're told the driver has two prior arrests for DWI and other motor vehicle violations. He may have been driving with a suspended license. The NYPD has plenty of video that shows how all of this went down, because the Times Square has a ton of cameras, so they're going to be able to understand rather quickly what went on. They've said that it is not related to terrorism, but they have not said whether this was an accident or whether this guy was on drugs or what. But there is certainly a number of security cameras that will capture every single angle of how this all went down in the last hour or so. ABC's Brad Milkey is on the scene there in Times Square. Brad.
And Aaron, this, you know, Times Square is normally a place where thousands of people are walking around, especially at this time of day. It has gone to an absolute standstill on the several blocks that they have blocked off. At one point, it looked like they had shut it down for a movie set or something, where the only people along these streets were high-ranking police officers who are at this point gathering. They said they're going to hold a press conference later to go over exactly what they know. But right now, they're answering very few questions on the street. People around here in Times Square have assembled at each of these various barriers they set up, just trying to crane their neck and see some of this accident. I talked to a delivery man who was working upstairs at one of the buildings nearby, and he came down just to check out what he had seen on TV. That is the sort of magnet that this has become in Times Square. Everyone huddled along these barriers, wondering exactly what happened. They have not all heard the details that you were just saying.
ABC's Brad Milkey there in Times Square, where a small Honda sedan has come to rest on its side after striking multiple pedestrians while driving the wrong way northbound on 7th Avenue, which runs southbound, and coming to rest at 45th Street. We're told that this driver was going for about three blocks in the wrong direction, striking a number of pedestrians, killing one, injuring 12, before trying to flee police. And as they were taking him into custody, he apparently punched one of the police officers. There are two DWIs on his record. The driver's a 26-year-old from the Bronx. Annie was an eyewitness to all of this, and she's on the line with us now. Annie, what did you see?
I was walking down the sidewalk after my shift was over. I was heading towards the subway. It was really crowded on the sidewalk. So last minute, I decided I was going to cross the street over to the middle area, which was less crowded. I crossed the street, and then I started hearing screams, and I turned around, and the car was just going at extremely high rates of speed, just careening down the sidewalk. It seemed like it was trying to hit everybody in its path. There were a guy who was thrown onto the hood of the car who was being propelled forward, and people's bodies were just everywhere. And the girl who had been walking right by me was dead.
Unbelievable. And you would never think, given how crowded Times Square is, that a car would ever be able to do something like that.
No, never.
As you're walking, you had mentioned that you saw the driver. Could you tell anything about him? Was there any...
Yeah, I couldn't see him because, as I said, there was someone on the window shield that had been hit, who was sort of riding along on top of the window.
Unbelievable. And just people left injured on the sidewalk?
Yeah, at least 10 people just had blood coming from their faces and a lot of what looked like leg injuries. It was just so fast. It seemed like, across the street, I turned behind me and there were just bodies everywhere.
Well, Annie, we're glad you're okay, and we appreciate you describing what you saw to us and to our listeners. Annie was an eyewitness to what happened in Times Square, where one person is dead and 12 people were injured after a car driving the wrong way northbound on 7th Avenue struck a number of pedestrians before coming to rest on West 45th Street. The car is now surrounded by police tape and police officers. The NYPD says this is an isolated incident caused by a 26-year-old man from the Bronx with two DWIs and other motor vehicle infractions on his record. I'm Aaron Katursky. You've been listening to live coverage from ABC News.
ABC News, honored winner for the third straight year with the Edward R. Murrow Award for Overall Excellence in Television and Radio. ABC News, America's number one news choice.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.